All right, so today we're going to be reviewing The Shining. The Shining is about a caretaker who's in a Colorado lodge over the winter, and the whole family is going to be cut off from the rest of the world. Of course, things quickly turn south as Jack has a full-scale mental breakdown, and it threatens the family. So there are a lot of things that we can talk about in this movie. We rank this as basically the gold standard for horror films. It's an absolutely phenomenally well-done film. Jack Nicholson, who's the lead character, sets up the suspense, and his acting is absolutely spectacular. So did you want to give us your positives?
I really like everything about the movie. But we're just going to point out some main highlights of the movie today. I really do like Danny's acting and how he can see in the past, and he can see that the last caretaker chopped up his family with an axe and then killed himself. So then that kind of like sets the theme for the rest of the movie, and there's this one scene that is just phenomenal, and it's where he hallucinates, would you say?
Yeah.
Like, he hallucinates, and he sees the old caretaker who killed himself and his two daughters, the Grady sisters. Yep. He sees him, and he says, "Aren't you the guy who chopped up his family?" And the guy, and the Mr. Grady says, "No, that was you." And then that kind of just, like, changes everything, and it just, like, you make the connection at the end of the movie that that's why he was going after his family, because, like, it made him go crazy.
It's kind of foreshadowing in the movie of what Jack is going to do to his family, and that plants the seed in the audience of basically that Jack is going to take an axe and chop his own family up. And we've seen these flashes from the Grady twins, which create a great jump scares throughout the movie.
Yeah, they just show up.
Right, and you just never know when it's going to happen. And so when Danny's riding around throughout the hotel and turns the corner and sees the Grady twins, I mean, I think that's just a great jump scare. The one thing that we rate movies on is, you know, the horror aspect of it, but also, like, some of them, they go too far. And I think Pet Sematary is a good example.
Yeah, like, it's too disturbing, or it's too disturbing and not scary enough. It's just kind of there.
Right. Right, because, like, Pet Sematary is, I mean, it is a very good film, but with the, like, child getting hit by the truck, that part is, I think, over the top.
Terrible.
Like, and, you know,
and then you get to see him dragging her body across the floor, which is...
Right. Which, again, was, I think, just over the top. Whereas
this
you know, had the element of the axe murdering that occurred, but they don't have to spell it out because you can allow your imagination to do a lot of that for you. So
yeah. I really love all the scenes with Danny in it, the son of Jack and Wendy Torrance, because he just, like, sets the theme, because he's seeing all these things, and his dad builds up to it, too, because his dad, when he walks in to, like, go get his toy truck from his dad's room, his dad's awake, sitting on the bed, and he goes, "You know, I love you, and I would never do anything to hurt you, no matter what your mom says," and it was just, like, in your head, you were like, "We already know something bad's going to happen," you know, and it's
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because it's the same thing when you go to the dentist and say, "It's not going to hurt." And the very first thing you ask is, "Wait a minute, why would it hurt? Why are you telling me it's not going to hurt?" And I think that's the same element of suspense and, like, fear that you create when you say, "I'm not going to kill you. Like, I'm not going to chop you up into little pieces."
Because you shouldn't have to even say that.
Exactly. Like, why in the world would you be saying that? So I think those are the subtleties of this movie that make it such an awesome horror movie.
And I also feel like they give you, like, little hints in the beginning of, like when the nurse came over and she was like, "Has your son ever been absent from school?" And he said one time, or Wendy said one time, and she asked when, and... she said when his dad dragged him off the floor and pulled his arm out of socket, and that just like brings up his alcoholic nature.
Right. Well, yeah, just that past that he had, where he's recovering alcoholic. And so he did have a propensity for violence, right? And so those are just giving us hints and glimmers of things that were foreshadowing of things that could occur in the future.
Yeah.
So we kind of see the potential of that character in there. So is that about cover our review this time?
I think that covers everything.
All right. And tune in for our next review.
Yeah.
All right.
See you guys
thanks.
Next time.